お聞きの放送は SBS の日本語放送です。詳しくは SBS 日本語放送のホームページ sbs.com.au/japanese へどうぞ。
You're listening to SBS Japanese Podcast, Bilingual Chit Chat, and I'm your host, Yumi Oba. In this series, we bring you stories from people with Japanese heritage, or those with a strong connection or interest in Japan. It's a space where our guests can share their stories in a language they feel most comfortable with. Today's guest is a 16-year-old powerlifter in Newcastle, Mari Harper. She's one of the youngest in the Australian squad, and held a world record until recently for deadlift of 158 kilograms in her weight class. Thank you so much, Mari and Eri-san, for joining me today. When I heard about you, I was like, whoa, I've never heard of powerlifting outside of Olympics. I have never heard of anyone within my circle doing powerlifting. So my first question to you is, how did you get into this sport?
I had recently quit doing trampolining and I'd always done a sport. So my dad was like, do you want to come into the gym with me? And at first I was like, no way. That's big and scary. I don't want to do that. But I just went in with him and I met my coach for the first time. And I actually really enjoyed it because it was something I'd never done before. And I just kept going and I ended up getting where I am.
Wow, from trampoline into powerlifting.
Yes.
And your father took you to the gym. Was this something that he thought would happen? Did he see you going into powerlifting?
I'm not really sure what he thought of it. I just know that he enjoyed having me there and thought it would be cool to have someone there with him. And I think I just decided that I wanted to keep going with it because I found it fun.
Have you always been strong?
I feel like to an extent, I did gymnastics and diving before that. And you need some type of strength to be able to do all the skills in those sports and like conditioning and stuff to stay strong.
So you've done so many different sports. What is it about powerlifting that attracted you and, you know, kept you going?
I think that it was so different. And the communities are different, coaching is different, everyone's really friendly. Not that they aren't in other sports, but I feel like I just felt like at the time it was just a nice place to be.
I want to ask your mum, お母様のエリさんにお話を伺いたいんですけど、以前はトランポリンをされていて、でトランポリンをやめて、まあ、お父様の誘いでジムに行ったことがきっかけだと言ってましたけど、エリさんがこのパワーリフティングをするこれからこれをやっていくって決めたとき、お母様どういった気持ちでしたか？
いや、もう自分のやりたいことをやってもらえればいいかなと。もともとはクイーンズランドに住んでて、こっちに引っ越してきたので、まあ友達もいないし、何か違うことをやってみるのもいいかなと思って、私は何も言わなかったです。はい。
重量を上げるということで、その体への負荷であったり、怪我とか、そういった部分は、ご心配されなかったんですか？
私はあんまりしなかったですね。私、子供が3人いるんですけど、上の子がずっと体操をやってて、で、まあ、スポーツ、自分のやりたいものをやらせたかったので、別にまあ、負荷がかかったら、まあ、ケアすればいいかなと思ってただけなので、はい。別に私は何も言わなかったです。何も驚かなかったし、はい、好きなことをやってもらいたいなと思ってました。
I want to go back to Mari-san. I just want to ask you, you know, what kind of weights do you lift now? I know you have some record as well. Do you think you can share that with us?
Yeah, so at the moment I can squat in comp 120 and then bench 85 and then my once world record deadlift that got broken recently was 158.
158?
Yes.
Wow. That is amazing. And how do you feel when you, that moment you lift such a heavy weight? Like what kind of things go through your mind?
I get very nervous because it's like, oh, I really, really want this. I'll kind of be upset if I don't get it. But you also have to like lock in and focus, because if your like mind is everywhere else, you're just gonna be too out of it to like be able to pick it up the way you want to, or make sure your technique's the way you need it to be. Because I feel like that sometimes. Sometimes I'll overthink it and then I'll mess up my technique, and that'll be the reason that I don't pick up the way.
And I know in the past 2 years you've had some amazing achievements. Do you think you can share that with us?
In 2024, I won my first nationals, and that's what gave me the opportunity to go to my first Worlds as well. At that Worlds, I placed 7th overall. And then the next year, I wanted to have another go. So I went to nationals again. I won again, because that's the what like the way you get into the bigger competitions. And that gave me the opportunity to go to the Asian African Pacific Championships, as well as going to Worlds again. And I was very lucky in Japan, because I won that competition as well as 2 other lifts, and I came 2nd in one of them. And then at Worlds, I placed 3rd overall, which was I was very happy about.
That is amazing. And I heard you are one of the youngest in the Australian squad. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's not many people my age. There's, I think there's another girl that's 16, but I don't think there's anyone younger than us.
And what kind of age are they then?
They're around like 18, 17, because there's sub-juniors, which is 14 to 18, I'm pretty sure. And then they'll age out and they'll become a junior, which is 18 to 24, I think. So they're around that age bracket.
こうやって世界を駆け巡るということは、それだけコストもかかるかと思うんですけども、
はい。
マディさんのこのスポーツを支援するためのファンドだったりっていうのはあるんですか？
は、まだパワーリフティングの団体が、まだ、AIS、オーストラリアのスポーツコミッションでしたっけ？には登録されていないので、国からはもう全然出ないんですよね、支援が。で、今それに登録するのに頑張ってやってるみたいなんですけど、その他はもう実費ですね。で、ただ、ラッキーなことに、ニューキャッスルには、なんかそういう、支援も、子供たちを支援してくれる、ファンドがあって、それに、まあ、ラッキーなことに、去年と今年はサポートをしていただいて、ちょっとだけ出していただきました。はい。もうその他はもう、マリーも、週末働いて、自分でお金を貯めて、自分でも費用を頑張って出して大会に行くようにはしてます。
That is amazing, Maddie. You work and you towards this as well.
Yes, I do. It's very expensive.
May I ask what you do?
I work at a sushi shop.
And so how do you juggle? Because, you know, obviously there's lots of training involved. You have school and you also work. How do you juggle all these?
It's hard, and my school definitely makes up for it, because I take a few more days off than I'm supposed to, but I make sure that I'm still studying to keep up, and then I just work on the weekends and train in the afternoons.
What does your friend say about you doing powerlifting?
They're really supportive about it. They think it's really cool. They watch my comps. They're always congratulating me. They're always bragging about me to other people. It's really funny.
Have you ever come across any, you know, challenges or stereotypes about girls doing powerlifting?
I feel like I've been very lucky as like the gym that I'm specifically in. I feel like everyone's very positive about it. But like online, there's definitely people that are always like they always make comments about like silly things, like telling me that they're stronger than me, but like they're a boy and they should be stronger than me genetically. So it's just silly things.
And I guess this is quite a minor sport. There's not a big population?
Not really. It's not as big as we want it to grow to be yet.
If you wanted to tell the great things about powerlifting, what would those things be?
I think it's the community. I feel like because the sport's not too massive, everyone's just so friendly. Everyone's always congratulating other people. There's not really no hard feelings about it. And it's just an enjoyable sport. Like, you get along with lots of people. And you're competing, obviously, but I feel like at the end of the day, it's the, like, your coach and your friends and, like, your competition that make the day so much better.
I want to go back to Eri-san.
はい。
普段はどのようにマリーさんをサポートされてますか？
私も働いてるので、学校が終わったら、まあ、ジムに、30分かけて、ここから、週4日、連れて行って、あとはもう、ジムでは、もうコーチにお任せしてるので、私は本当にタクシードライバーのように送り迎えた、あとは、まあ、金銭面ですよね。のサポート。で、運がいいことに、本当にコーチがすごいサポートしてくれるので、今回の、世界大会はちょっと、もうコストがかかりすぎたので、私は行かなかったんですよね。で、コーチが全部面倒を見てくれて、で、本当にコーチはもう本当に第二のお父さんのように、もうしてくれてるので、もう本当に私たちとコーチとっていう感じでサポートをしてます。
食事面っていうのはどうなんですか？やっぱりパワーリフターっていうのは特別な、こう、栄養管理とかあるんですか？
は、彼女がグルテンフリーなんですよね。で、まあ食べれるものも少ないので、ただもう本当にタンパク質と、もう、なんていうんですか、プロテインみたいな感じですかね。もうほとんど自分でやってます。なんか、ご飯作っても嫌だったら自分で夜ご飯作ったりとか、もうお任せしてます。
Hi. Wow, so you look after your own diet as well.
I try to.
Is there things that you have to restrict yourself, like going into the competition?
Into the competition to like make like your weight class, obviously, I have to cut down sometimes. And I like think, like I try to keep myself accountable and make sure like I need to follow the goal for the time that I am at my comp.But normally there's also like the tricks, like you can water load, which is like when you drink a lot of water and then you pee everything out, you become really light from that. And that's normally what I do. And you do a little bit of fasting before the comp, because sometimes if you like mess with your weight too much before the comp when you're training, that's kind of when you need to be your strongest going into a comp. So you kind of want to be as heavy as you can be, and then you do those like little tricks before comp just so you can make weight. And then after you do that, you can eat as much food as you want to feel strong on the platform again.
So it sounds like, you know, the competition itself, but also preparing to go to that competition seems like quite a challenge as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
How do you feel after the comp? Is it a relief or?
Like food-wise, definitely a relief because you go out and you get to eat whatever you want, eat ice cream and stuff. But depending on how the day of the competition goes, I feel like that's where you see relief or not, because you're always going to want more. And that's like your motivation. How you do at your comp like motivates you for how your training is going to be for like the rest of the time until you compete again.
I mean, how do you keep yourself so motivated, so focused? Is there some kind of a ritual that you do?
I feel like it, for me personally, it has to do with how much I enjoy the sport. Because I just really like it in training every day. It's just something that I enjoy doing for myself. But motivation for competition specifically always has to do withhow my training's going or how I've done in a past competition. Because the goal is always to, like, do the best that you can, lift as much weight as you can, win medals and stuff. So I feel like, say, I came third at Worlds, well, that motivates me because I can only go up from there. So I want to keep working hard so I can keep that positioning or go up even further.
Mm-hmm.お母様にお聞きしたいんですけど、too much なので休んでほしいとかそういうことってありますか？時々。
私が大変になる時があります。もう運転で、彼女は本当にストイックなので、もう風邪をひいても本当に行くって言うんですよね。で、まあ本当に病気だったら止めますけど、まあそうじゃなかったら自分ができると思うんだったら、私は全然止めないです。もう本当に本人に任せてるので、なんかあんまり口出してほしくないみたいなので、母親には。だからもう本当にお任せしてます。
かなり自立してるのがちょっと伺えます。
本当になんか、もう聞いてるだけだと多分投げてるかなっていう感じなんですけど、もう本当に自分のスポーツなので、自分の、私のモットーがもう始めたらもう本当に最後までやりきってほしいので、で、本当に自分で、本当にお任せしてやらせてます。
素晴らしい結果が出てますけど、どうですか？それを見てお母様は。
嬉しいですね、やっぱり。なんかこれだけ頑張ってやってて、すごい結果が出てるので、私はすごい誇らしく思ってます。
What is your next big competition coming up?
I think I'm going to have a break off comps for the moment until next year, because you need that time to just gain more muscle and strength, because it's one of those sports where it's like a time thing. And I've done so many competitions this year that I haven't had time for that growth. So I'm in like my off season at the moment, and then I'll go into next year and I'll do nationals again, and then hopefully worlds as well.
And what are your, you know, hopes and dreams ahead?
It's always going to be to win worlds. Worlds is the biggest comp that we can do. And I think that just like standing on the podium with like a gold medal around your neck would feel really, really good, especially after how hard I've been working.
Well, thank you so much, Mari-san and Eri-san, for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
ありがとうございます。And all the best for all the competitions ahead.
Thank you.
This was SBS Japanese podcast, Bilingual Chit Chat. For more from SBS Japanese, head over to sbs.com.au/Japanese.
もっとストーリーをお聞きになりたい方は iTunes や Google Podcast、Spotify などでお楽しみいただけます。